Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It is time. This is Carol Parisi, and I want to welcome you to our show today. And Nancy G, are you there, girly girl?
I am here. I'm here with Sandy.
Hi, Miss Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Carol. I'm doing great.
Awesome. So today's show is just going to be about the law of allowing and just kind of going with the flow and letting things kind of unfold as the way God, the universe, infinite intelligence ordains them. And Nancy, you said you had a story to tell us. And I can't wait to hear that story. So do you want to get right into that?
Sure, I'll tell the story.
Okay.
I was with Sandy, and that's why it's fun that she's here as well. And I was looking up some pictures on my computer for a totally different reason. And I was showing her some of the things I had sold, like my engagement ring and my wedding band and all this stuff. And then I flipped to another picture, and it was another ring. And Sandy says, where did you ever get that ring? And I said, well, it was my mother's who's, passed away. And I said, she always wore it for as long as I can remember. And this was she wore it as her wedding ring, although it's a very non-traditional wedding ring. You might even remember it because she always had it on, and it was a really big honking piece of gold, and it was just so unusual that everybody made comments about it. Do you remember that ring, the one with the point on the top?
I can't say I remember it. I can't say that I do, honestly. So
I,
no, I don't remember.
You would have remembered, yeah. Because I know you remembered her, so that I thought maybe she... But I probably never
remembered
even...
Remember her ring.
So anyway, then Sandy says, well, that's really funny, but I bought that same exact ring about 30 years ago. And I said, well, where did you... She goes, in Water Tower in Chicago. And I said, well, I'm not sure exactly where my mom got it, but I know it was downtown Chicago because that's where we live. And I remember some story about they made a trip down there to get it. So, yes, we were both... looking at this ring, just, and then she said that actually she was going to give it to her daughter and all the, so it's like everybody was involved in this ring. And it was just, it was just one of those moments where the connection is just incredible. And, you just get these warm, fuzzy feelings, even when it doesn't have anything to do with, your personal life or your career or anything. It's just like things just line up and things come back into your life. Because Sandy said she lost the ring. That's what happened after she bought it, a while after she lost it. And she was always really, really sad that she lost this ring. And then look where it showed up again.
So let me ask you something. I thought you weren't going to sell your mom's ring.
Well, this is the other interesting part of the story. I wasn't, and I told her that. And I said, yeah, somebody offered me some money on it. And I said, I really didn't want to sell it. And then after Sandy was telling me the story and everything, and that Sandy is so like my mom in so many different ways, I think I was telling you earlier today that part of it. So she said, would I allow her to buy it from me? And I said, you know what? Because I know you're not, going to go put it up on the auction block somewhere or melt it down or all the other things that most people who buy older pieces of jewelry do with them. They take the stones, do what they want, and so forth. But
right.
she would respect and honor it as it was because she had such a connection to this ring that, yes,
oh.
I agree to that. And then the other part of it isn't, I think it was the next day or whatever, but I was making a long trip, about an hour long trip. And my mom always used to hum this song all the time when she was walking around the house. And I thought of it earlier, but I'm, you know, right now I won't think of the song. But anyway, I was flipping on the radio because I can't stand listening to bad radio when I'm driving. And all of a sudden, this really old-timey song that would never catch my attention normally came on the radio. Right, because it was my mom's song that she liked to sing. And I thought about it, and I thought about the ring and all that. And then you get little jingles there. So then in the same trip about, I don't know, I just flipped around on the radio again, and all of a sudden that song came on again, that same song. So I really took that as an okie dokie because I was really thinking about that, and that situation had just occurred, you know. And I felt, but I felt really good about it because I thought that, you know, who better to appreciate it and honor it exactly as it is, you know, than Sandy. Because I'm never going to wear it. I'm never going to do anything with it. So, but it was just, that was my story that I was waiting to tell you about the magic.
So I guess let's get to the point of how there's the allowing and letting things roll out. I'm trying to make the connection to that. Is it that you didn't sell the ring and you just kind of held on to it and you just allowed it and then Sandy got the ring because it was kind of a ring that she already had? So what's the connection with the...
It's just, and maybe it's more her connection about how she, you know, allowed herself to get over the fact that she lost it and that she's probably never going to replace it. And, you know, and she was okay with it. I think sometimes it's being okay with the adversity that you think you're facing at that moment because you just never know what's going to show up later or why.
Oh, very cool.
So that was
very
connection. I thought it was, I mean, you know, I don't cry very often, but I was in tears.
Aww.
It was a very spiritual connection moment. And, you know, I'm pretty tough, but that, you know, really, I don't know. It was just right. It just felt right.
That's pretty cool. Well, there's definitely a connection. That's pretty cool. Because your mom probably would have liked Sandy to have it since it's not something you're going to make useful. And somebody that you've got a connection with like that, that's pretty cool.
I thought it was very,
very
cool. And she really will honor and respect.
Awesome. So you brought Sandy on the show today, and
although she ran out of the room to take a call.
Okay. So anything else? See, I think a more profound story for you is all the stuff that you've been through and how far you have come to you know, how far you've come from where you were 9 months ago when you first started your journey in Florida. And you've already got your own place, and I mean you're moving forward with other business opportunities. So that's kind of the exciting story.
Yeah. Oh, that was part of the other one is that somebody pointed out to me recently, they're like, when did you get that great deal on that pan? And I said, oh, like right at the beginning of May. and then I'm forgetting what the third thing, because there's usually three things. It was the van. And then she's like, so it's May, and now it's only, you know, just not even the beginning of August yet. And she goes, so in a couple short months, you got yourself a newer, more functional vehicle. You've got yourself a house. And then there was a third thing, too, besides the kind of semi-permanent job. At least it gives me my base of income so I don't have to, you know, wonder where money's coming from constantly.
Right.
So, yeah, when that was put in perspective, I thought, wow,
I've really done a lot of things, and those are just the big things. Then there's all the myriad of all the little changes and the ebbing and flowing of here and there and over there and now here and helping this one for a little bit and being in this one's life for a little while and so forth and so on.
Right, right.
So,
well,
yeah,
very cool.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
So what else is there that's exciting? I mean, what else is, I mean, so you're like the queen of letting stuff unfold and surrender. So it is.
Yeah,
there is.
I try to take the reins tightly every once in a while.
And then how does that work for you when you do that?
I usually end up frustrated. So then when I get to that point of frustration, I know that I'm trying too hard, trying to control everything too hard, and then I have to remember to just relax back into the allowing.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool.
We're all human, and, you know, when you're a doer and a go-getter person, then that's part of your personality is that you want to, you know, keep moving forward at a nice clip. But sometimes you have
right.
to just relax and back off.
Right, right. So you listed all your fun stuff on eBay today.
Yep, I'm getting back into that routine, which is a good routine.
Okay. Cool.
It's all about the turnover and, you know, take it in, and if it's something that's meant for resale, get rid of it. Sell it off. There's more coming. There's always more.
Right. Absolutely. 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 So, how is the beauty business going? I want to hear a little bit about your wonderful product that you are entrepreneurially moving forward and how that's working for everyone and your team, and any incentives from the company that you're working with?
They do. They have a contest that they're doing right now, a recruiting contest, but that can yield you up to $6,000. As a bonus in addition to what you're earning, you know, through the direct sales process. The interesting thing is that the product itself is starting to get some notoriety. It was just featured as a myth, you know, is this a myth or truth kind of product on Inside Edition. So they did like a little expose kind of thing, like they do with many products. You know, they test all the stuff that says they have seen on TV, and they want to know if it works as good, you know, for everybody as it does for the demo person who knows all the ins and outs and tricks of the product. So I guess, you know, I didn't listen to the Inside Edition spot, but according, you know, with all the buzz that's going on, everybody's saying that, you know, they've been getting a lot of phone calls and they've been getting a lot of feedback, so it's, you know, starting to become more and more requested item.
Now, what is that? I'm sorry. Would you go a little bit deeper with that?
As far as what, naming the product, or just, I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you were talking about, you weren't very specific. You were saying something about what, about the bonus, and I'm not really understanding.
Oh, and it's a long explanation, so that's why I just kind of touched on that they're just offering a recruiting bonus.
Okay, very cool.
But we work at it. I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not just handed to you. Like most, you know, good rewards of situations. Takes a little effort.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So, are you loving your new bit? You loving that business?
Oh, I find it fascinating. It's nice to be on the top of the curve of a cutting edge product that's starting to explode. I mean, think about people that have been on the cutting edge of Google or Facebook or myriad of other products, even the Pet Rock, let's even go there. So imagine how the people that launched those entities felt when it was starting to climb up the big mountain of, you know, available products out there and started to get some attention.
Okay.
So yeah. It's nice to watch that and to be part of, you know, part of the upswing rather than catching it when it's at the height of everything and then, you know, what comes up goes down, of course, you know, that's just physics. But to, you know, already be introduced to it and be part of it is kind of neat.
Very cool. Yeah, no, I love the product. I think it's a great product, and it's nice to have, you know, a little bit of that consumable product driven, you know, in your repertoire. Now, are you going and are you going to be selling that at your markets on Wednesday, too?
Yes. Yep.
That's pretty.
Yes.
Now, you think that's a good lead generator for other things?
Of course. Anytime you talk to people, it's not necessarily just about that, you know, face-to-face situation. You know, they become part of your network and, you know, they, you know, will be following you on Facebook and so forth. And so they are exposed to other things that you're doing and interested in. And, you know, you just never know what other connections you're going to have with those kind of people.
Now, what did you call, you've been taking a class too, and that has to do with marketing, right? And
oh, yeah.
Would you like to share any of that with us today?
Well,
about the
what
class,
they're saying.
Any little tricks?
Yeah, he was saying that you don't need a huge following or a huge list, that actually the process that he takes you through of launching your product, and there's many different ways to launch it, actually continues to build your list, potential business partners, associates, and customers, and that you're constantly seeing what you're offering to satisfy the needs of those people that are paying attention to what you're doing. And then he's very, very, very specific and gives away a lot of good information, you know, in his introductory type of presentation. And then, of course, if you want something specific to yourself or you want to, you know, go deeper into it or have personal one-on-one experience, then, of course, that's when you got to start paying for the stuff, for his expertise.
Right. And any little tips and tricks, though, for any of our listeners, too, if they want to launch a product or any little entrepreneur tips on how to build a business and how to build, like, a grassroots kind of network marketing business besides getting coaching and everything. I mean, you're generally, when you work with network marketing companies, you should hook up with someone that knows the business and, you know, knows how to coach people into building an organization. And that's something I know that you're good at. So, I mean, with this product launch that you were talking about, are there any tips that you'd like to share specifically on how folks, listeners, could help, you know, launch their business and build their business and grow their organizations, be it network marketing or just any type of retailable product?
Right. Well, his basic essence and premise is that you start with the people that you have available to you now. So that's Facebook or Twitter or, you know, email list or whatever way you're reaching people currently, no matter how big or small. And you have to ask them questions that obviously are related to your product that you're selling. The formula is to take the issues or the concerns that people have and give them a solution. And do that several times in a row, whether that's a blog or an actual product or a service. But the whole idea behind it is to build trust with these people. Because when people refer people to other people, they do it because they trusted this person and they know this person is telling them accurate information. So then they can say, like, let's go to our herbalist. How many people have we sent to our herbalist? Because we're like, hey, she helped my dad with his prostate cancer and, you know, it really gave him a quality of life. Or I went to her and took these wonderful classes, and so she has all this great knowledge. And if you really have a question that I can't answer, she's a great go-to person. So it's all, you know, they call it network marketing, but it's really like referral marketing, that you're having people that refer other people. But the first part of it is that you need to build some sort of trust relationship with the people. And then when they bring other people to the table.
Anytime you work with anyone in any capacity and you have a certain amount of success, or even not success, I mean, even any type of relationship with that person, because I know being on campaigns, you know, I've done myself as a leader of a team, have gotten a lot of, you know, things done with groups of people, and, you know, and you build trust, and then next time you have a situation, either be an issue or something you want to get on, they'll join you. And, you know, and I know the cool thing is a lot of these folks are very entrepreneurial too, you know, so, but you want to maintain that trust, because what if you were working with a company that was shady?
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's like, not that you would know that from the get-go, or, you know, have enough, just for example, like, let's say unstable small business owners that have a great product, great idea, but you just, the leadership of the company is not there where you're going to turn your friends or family onto it, and then they may be gone in the, you know, blink of an eye, you know.
Well, then you have to be humble enough to say, hey, the way it was presented to me is the way I presented it to you. And, you know, we all believed that we had something viable here. And now it seems that things have taken a different turn, and we'll have to back off of this particular situation and, you know, learn some lessons and maybe be more discerning or ask better questions the next time a situation arises that there's an opportunity for.
Right. So do we have any good laws to go by? Have we discussed our Wayne Dyer? Because I know we worked backwards, and we did the ninth principle versus gratitude. How's your gratitude stuff going?
Good, 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 good.
Good.
Still doing it.
Good, good. I will tell you, I think this is, there's the eighth principle, and that is, that's from Manifest Your Destiny, the nine spiritual principles for getting everything you want with Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, Dr. Dyer. And my favorite one is, it's the eighth, and it's like patiently detach from the outcome. What do you think of that one? How do you detach from the outcome if you're a goal-setting person? If you have a vision for victory, how do you detach from an outcome?
That I really have a difficult time with it. And I think what he means is not detach from the goal. Like, you can have a goal to be at a certain level by a certain time, or for it to take care of certain monetary needs in your life, but how to be detached from how it's going to show up.
Right.
So instead of, you know, trying to...
Right. Okay, I love that. That's a great answer. Okay, I got a little bit of trivia for you today, too. Do you know who Stephen Hawking is?
Of course.
I saw
the movie.
Yes, I mean, he's a renowned physicist. He has joined with a Russian billionaire to launch a major new effort to listen for aliens in the search for extraterrestrial life. And he says, and I quote, this is from Stephen Hawking, and he speaks into his little thing, and he's all cold, the way he talks in his thing. There's no bigger question. It is time to commit to finding the answer to search for life beyond Earth. Isn't that an interesting little tidbit?
Yeah, because he really is outside the box thinker, and he does agitate a lot of people in his fields because he is so convinced of, you know, what he talks about.
So and it's beyond $100 million they're investing. This guy's investing. I think that is so cool.
But what's amazing is if you do see the movie of his life and the life that he led, even after he was diagnosed with this horribly debilitating disease, that he still had a life and a wife and children and a renowned career, and still has a renowned career, still living past the 2 years that they dumped on him. He refused to accept that when they said, oh, you're only going to have about 2 more years. And he ran and got married right away because he wanted to experience that. But he's been living a lot longer.
What's the name of that movie? What's the name of the movie, Nancy?
Oh, gosh, I am not going to pull that out of my mind at the moment. But I'm sure if you Google it, it's, you know, the movie about Stephen Hawking's life. And it's fairly recent. I mean, I saw it recently.
I know. It was.
It's a very good story, a wonderful biography. And then obviously we know that he wrote all these books on subjects that blow my mind away. I mean, I have a hard time even rising to that level to understand all this quantum physics and stuff.
Quantum physics and space-time continuum and wormholes and time travel.
Yeah.
And I think of the theory of everything.
Yes,
the theory
that's
of
what
everything.
It is. Everything, right, because he has a theory for everything. But he wholeheartedly believes that there's higher intelligent beings than us, and we're just a rung on the ladder somewhere.
Well, I believe in God as a higher intelligent being, and I believe that God, the Bible even talks about angels, which could be extraterrestrial beings, you know.
Well, that's the thing is that until that's revealed to us in a different sort of way, we go based on faith and things that we're taught. Now, see, Stephen Hawking does not subscribe to God.
No, he does not. Not at all. I believe he is an atheist.
Scientific mind, and if it's not something, you know, a theory or a tangible, provable, like gravity kind of situation, I mean, you can't touch gravity, but you know it exists, like that kind of concept, then he chooses to not focus on, although he doesn't bash it, he doesn't say people that believe in God are foolish, you know, he doesn't go that route either, because he knows there probably is some quote-unquote God entity. It's just, like I said, everything's semantics of what human brains want to focus on, and that's, you know, for the majority of people, that's a comforting thought, and that's fine. I respect that. We have
I believe that we are created by the divine being. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why they call it faith. We have 1 minute left before we close out today. Any tidbits or tips?
Fill your head with good information every day and learn to be, or ask for discernment when it comes to dealing with people and it comes to making choices.
That's awesome. Actually, in the Bible, Solomon asked that, and he ended up being the richest man in the world. He asked God for wisdom and discernment. So I think wisdom and discernment and humbling yourself before a creator and asking for that and allowing is a good way to end our show today.
I agree.
All right. Well, you make it a great week, Nance. We've got 20 seconds. We thank all of y'all for listening to us. We are here every Monday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. This is Awakened to Empowerment. It's time. Time to awaken to empowerment. We'll catch you back here next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Bye, Nance.
Bye.